And that is No One Cares, a few good men ministries there. I do believe we do have Uma Mnyama on the line. Good morning, Ma. How are you?
I'm good, thanks. And how are you?
I'm good. I'm so glad I was able to fix it. You see, girl education. Girl education here. Thank you so much for coming through to speak to us about this very important conversation. Before we start, I'm going to ask that, can you please offer a word of prayer?
Let us pray. Our Heavenly Father, we thank you for the privilege to be used by you. And we invite you now that you take over, because you know who is listening. You alone are able to meet them at their point of need. For we pray in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen and amen. You know, since we're speaking about all things education and our girl children, when we're studying the Bible, we see the emphasis of wisdom and knowledge, you know, where God is encouraging us to have wisdom and knowledge. But how does that now translate these principles? How do they now apply into worldly education, if I can call it that, or just education in general? Those principles, do they apply also to our girl children as well?
Thank you for asking that, because the key issue is, what's education really? You know, there are so many people who are certificated but not really educated.
Mm-hmm.
You know, because there is knowledge, which is your head knowledge. But only when that head knowledge can be translated into the walk, that's where wisdom comes in.
Yeah.
And that is why the Bible emphasizes it. If you read Hosea, for instance, 4 verse 6, which says, my people perish because of lack of knowledge. It's not talking about secular education. It's because that knowledge, without the knowledge of God, it actually leads to all sorts of things.
Mm-hmm.
How many people do you know who are certificated, but they have low self-esteem? You know, who are struggling with issues just of self-care.
Yeah.
You know, who are struggling to manage families, their health, and a whole lot of other things, because it's not knowledge yet. You know, you go to the doctor, for instance, the doctor will go, you know, what are your symptoms and whatever, they give you medication. How often will they speak about, you know, what you should be eating?
Yeah.
What should be doing, because your body has been designed to be nurtured in a certain way. You know, but they have the knowledge of the right drugs for these symptoms. So education has to be holistic. So what the Bible is talking about is that full education.
Yeah.
That will include, you know, the understanding even of those who are involved in it, understanding the different stages of development and what the point of reference is. Hence why being a Christian is so powerful, because you are under the government of the one who created everything, who knows everything that is needed. You know, that is why he is a better point of reference. So when God says, my people perish because of lack of knowledge.
When you are saying that, you know, there are people that are certificated yet not knowledgeable there. And we're looking at the education part. I want us now to look at, is it necessary that we go to these schools? I'm saying it, you know, with caution there, because we can get educated without being certificated, you know. What then now do we say to that argument, saying that I don't necessarily need to get a certificate in order to have knowledge, you know, because others, they stay away from school because of that. But we do know that the certificate is actually also some important to some degrees.
No, very important for you to ask that question, because you know, I want to just start maybe from the beginning. If you read Colossians 1 verse 16, you know, everything was created by God for himself.
Yeah.
So he had a purpose first, and he then said, let's create Zanele. And then after deciding that, if you go to Jeremiah 29 verse 11, He says, I have a plan for you.
Yeah.
So he doesn't just have the overall purpose for your life. He also has a plan for you to live that life. When you go to Psalms 139, for instance, verse 16, it will say, I have even ordained every single day of that.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Then when you get to John 16, verse 33, he says, however, in this world, you are going to have trials and tribulations.
Yep.
Let them not confuse you. Because in Romans 8:28, he says, I'll make everything work together for good.
Mm.
So God, even in line with his purpose and plan, he gave every one of us talents and spiritual gifts.
Mm.
But you see, these talents, if you know the story of talent, those who received one received five, one received two, one received one. What happened to the one who didn't do anything about it?
Mm.
So what God has given us, we have to develop. We have to invest.
Mm.
That is where secular education comes in.
Yeah.
Secular education is not the thing.
Mm.
You know, that is why even social media is not the thing.
Yeah.
It actually says it opens other avenues.
Mm-hmm.
But you have to have a point of reference or testing where what fits in.
Mm.
You know, education has its place. We need accountants. We need
PAs,
we need doctors. You know, you can't just have people who are saying, you know, I can take care of your health.
Mm.
They must have actually studied in depth for that.
Yes.
So that is why you really need to develop and do that. So that you can actually reach your full potential.
Mm.
Without some of these things, it's not going to happen. That is why even the study in the Bible, it is where information comes. That's why we are saying, okay, you have that secular education.
Mm.
You can deal with finances. But the finances for you to fulfill that purpose, you must make sure that you are in good health.
Mm.
You must actually know when you use them and when they are not.
Yes.
So all these things, they have a place. That's why we say holistic.
Mm. Mm, indeed. So when these young our young girls are educated, ma'am, what role does this education now play in terms of enabling them to make informed decisions, to make ethical decisions in their personal and also in their professional lives? Does it help anyway, you know, to be educated, or they can make the decisions either way, you know?
Yes, yes, you know, very much so. You know, Proverbs 22 verse 6, when it says, train up a child in the way he should go, and when he is old, he will not depart from it.
Yes.
You know, if you just reflect on culture, to say, how does it get entrenched?
Mm.
You know, so often it's not even so much of what people are saying. It's what people are catching as they're experiencing it. So that is why the Bible says, train up a child in the way it should go.
Mm.
You know, when we went for training for the children's curriculum, for instance, you know, one of the things was that, because discipleship happens at home, you know, you even as a parent, for starters, you need to actually get to study those other issues so that you understand a child's development stages.
Mm-hmm.
You understand a child's faith development stages. You even understand a child's cognitive development stages.
Mm.
Because when you understand that, you know, when you train up a child in the way they should go, what is relevant for what age?
Mm.
That is why even when you look at schools, for instance, you know, many of the schools that are focused on one line, which are secular, for instance, they are not actually building the foundation of every child embracing themselves as they were and knowing that they are good enough, but they're gifted differently. You get what I mean?
Yeah.
So that becomes very important to actually understand that, so that when you go into secular education to develop further and become an expert, you know that scientists are there because God said they should be.
Yes.
And therefore, there is much to learn about that. You know, when you just look at trees growing and plants growing, the science behind that becomes very important for you to understand. And so you actually need that. Now, think about it. If you are going to be a teacher someday as a child, if you are going to be a parent somewhere as a child, how will you know how to teach? How will you even know that, you know, children, when the visual stuff work better and they do that? How will you even be able to determine, you know, where your children are gifted, you know, where we can use them best? You also yourself, you need that education.
Yes. Indeed. So now, you know, earlier on I was sharing before the show started, and I was like, you know, I took a decision to study again this year, and it was quite interesting. It's quite, you know, eye-opening and everything else. But now we are having our young girls, Ma, they are acquiring this education up until they reach high school. We are there supporting them as parents. They go to varsity for that first qualification or that first certification that is there. And then it ends there. You know, things happen. Circumstances happen the way they can't further their education further. So what role can we now as parents play in encouraging our children to go on, and also how to address the issues of finances? Because, for example, I took a whole 13-year gap in my studies because I was like, everything was not balancing, you know. When I'm thinking, yo, I need to part, for example, with 10,000 rand, I'm like, but what will the children eat? You know, what will we eat and everything else? So how then do we now encourage our girl children that there will come a stage where you have to choose between your education and the food, but be encouraged that that is not the end? Maybe there will come a time where you'll be able to afford or something else, but how then now do we encourage them as parents?
You know, fortunately now for our children today, things are very different from when we grew up. If you really look at South Africa as a country, the education is actually free up until, like you are saying, high school. Then you have NSFAS.
Yes.
So in other words, there is a bulk of our young people who already have provision for that. And in addition to that, there are many other people who are willing to sponsor, you know, hardworking young people.
Yes.
So things are no longer like they used to be. So you are asking a pertinent question to say, what do you do as a parent? You know, as a parent, number one, you know, whilst we are saying discipleship happen at home, it's also your responsibility to also help your children in establishing especially formative relationships. You know, you should be able to say, you know, I look there in that family. They are very similar like us. If you think of the story of Ben Carson, whose mother was working as a domestic, you know, all she did, she says, man, you know, what I'm seeing here is that children here, they read books instead of playing or watching TV. I want my children to do the same. And while she couldn't even read and write, she then instituted in her home to say, you know, you read 2 books a week. You get what I mean?
Yeah.
So in other words, you have that responsibility. The second thing is that you have a church that is just so big. You know, even family, sometimes for a parent to approach, you know, another young person, can you mentor my child?
Yes.
You know, that becomes very important. And then the other thing is that, you know, instead of actually having money to buy them chocolates, to buy them clothes, fashions and things like that, you can actually be saying, all the material that is needed for learning, I want my children to have the Sabbath school lesson. I want them to be able to do this and that. You know, many of this you can actually do. You know, you mentioned issues around managing finances.
Yes.
Now, part of the holistic education, and which is why we are saying early education generally shapes the character and even the culture of how a young person will behave, which is why it must cover physical, mental, moral, and even religious education, is that money management starts in your home.
Yes.
You know, I know when we brought up our children was that we actually gave allowance from age 7.
Okay.
And they had to do certain chores, work, in order to get the allowance. Why were we doing that? We were actually saying, as little as you are, the principles that says you work before you earn.
Ah.
We wanted to inculcate that. Then the second principle was that because we don't want God to give us change, you know, when we earn, we put God first.
Mm-hmm.
Then the third thing was that before you spend, you save every month.
Yes.
Because you don't know what could happen tomorrow.
Sure.
So you save before. Now think about it. If we bring up our children that way, in fact, we have absolutely no reason to have any of our young people retiring later in life without being a millionaire. Because the sooner you start. So that's why when we talk holistic education, you manage finances. So now, if we as parents have actually been taught that way and grown that way, you know, we wouldn't have a problem in educating our children where we need to put them. And at the same time, we will allow our children to start better because when we take care of our own finances, when we retire, we don't give the burden to our children because we have done the well. We give them a better chance.
Mm.
So that is the one thing. The second thing that becomes important is the issues around health. You know, today we have our children struggling with health that we could have done something about it.
Yep.
If I come to a Maelstrom's and just look at the lunch that is packed for children or look in the fridges, much of that is not preparing our children for better health.
Mm.
So, you know, all those things, in order for a child to develop well-balanced minds and self-control. In fact, somebody, you know, one of the researchers studies were saying, you know, the kind of feedback, and really somebody may correct me here, is that many of the children in Venda, they grow up being very, quite brilliant.
Yeah.
And one of the things that has been traced back is that in Venda, because of the fruit and the vegetables that everybody has access to, that at every early stage of child development, their bodies are nurtured. In other words, it's not just feeding the stomach. You are taking in food that is nurturing, that is beneficial for the body.
Yes.
So part of the education that should happen at home should include that. So how do you get to understand that? Secular education also helps you. The Bible helps you to say, after God created man, he gave all plants, nuts, and seeds because that's what the body was designed to.
Yes.
And then you can learn secularly, scientifically, to say, when I eat this fruit, what do I get?
Mm.
What minerals? You know, what vitamins? So if I want a balanced one, then you need the education to understand much of it.
Indeed. I think we should have another conversation, Ma. We're gonna make it happen today because someone said, this thing of making children work at home and you pay them, it's wrong. And we're like, ha, but it's a way of teaching them. So I think we should have another conversation about that. I tried to do it at my house, and then when I had that ish, I paused. Now you're bringing it back. You see, now I'm confused. So we must have a conversation on that because I think it really does help them. Because if you're going to, for example, wash the dishes, and then you get, for example, 1 rand per day. In a week, that is 7 rand. You are able to achieve a lot. So saving me money as your parent, you know. But
and Zanele, let me say this. I think the language, the terminology is the one thing we need to correct. You know, some people, even when they return tithe, they think they are paying.
Yes.
When children give allowance, partner with parents in ensuring that the work in the home happens, people use the wrong term that they are paying.
Ah, I see.
You know, family is all of us.
Yes.
what happens in all of us, everybody must have a role and contribute. That's why family.
Mm.
It's not one person who has been gifted to do everything.
Mm.
All of us, we contribute to it.
Mm.
And secondly, other than that, in the contribution of the work, is that all of us, we have one common pot that funds everything in here.
Mm-hmm.
Every one of us must have an understanding of it.
Mm.
I can't just go and lose my blazers and do this and that and expect that money will come from.
Mm.
That is why family financial management, family budgeting, so that we all know this goes there, this goes there.
Yes.
We all are part from it. I can't as a child demand branded stuff
hey.
When I know that our family can only do so much.
Mm.
So when we are doing, we are not paying. Mm. We are actually modeling and training up our children to play the role at home and even in the society.
Mm.
When they get to work, they are not going there and just looking at the employer doing for them. They consistently say, what is my role?
Mm-hmm.
So that we are able to contribute all together in order at the end to get this. So I think the terminology is the one we need to work on.
Indeed.
We are all contributing to this company we call our home.
Mm. Mm. Indeed. Mamnyam, when I ask that, can you please do offer a word of prayer as we close so that we may encourage our girl children to get the education that they need?
Mm. Our Heavenly Father, we thank you for our girl children. And we recognize, Heavenly Father, how important they are for our homes, our society, and our church. Because the truth is, Lord, there's even more girls and women in our homes, in our churches, in our communities. Because you are demonstrating to us that they have an important role to play. There is no role or profession they cannot be there because there is more of them. There is no way, Heavenly Father, they cannot make a difference because they are there raising children, nursing children, making friendships, and going into the communities. So we pray in the name of Jesus that every young girl out there, every young woman who is out there, that Lord, through mentors, through the modeling they see, that they will actually get to a point where they determine and recognize that they are gifted and that you have plans for them and to prosper them. That, Lord, they can bring it at your feet so that you can bless them and guide their footsteps because you are a good and faithful shepherd. Thank you for the privilege for us to reflect on these matters, for we pray in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen and amen. Thank you so much, Ma, for coming through and speaking to us. May you have yourself a blessed day.
Thank you. Bye.
Bye.
Tune into Mid-Morning Empowerment here on Adventist World Radio, powered by SID Media.